Hi, this is a subarctic beekeeper, one of the many. We live somewhere north of Fairbanks, Alaska, on Happy Creek Farm. One thing I realized that I've never said during these podcasts is that if you want to learn more about us, we have an Instagram page under Happy Creek Farm. We have a Facebook page. We have a web page under Happy Creek Farm, Alaska. I think that's it. I hope that's it, because it sure is hard to keep up with those things. It's Sunday. The temperature got up to 60 degrees Fahrenheit today. That's a good thing. The bees were out in full swing. Only problem is we have not hit green up yet. Green up is when everything here turns green. There's something cool that happens up here. Before the leaves burst out up here, they develop inside of the bud. And so when the bud finally opens up, the leaves are much bigger than they would be in the lower 48. So you can be looking out in the hills and not see any green one day, and literally the next day everything will be green. I suspect the green up will happen in the next day or two because the buds on the trees are pretty swollen. I hope so, because right now the only pollen out there is from the pussy willow. And I'm sitting here watching the bees come in back into the hives from being out wherever they were. They're not coming back with any pollen, and I'm wondering why. I did not set out any dry pollen for them today. I know some of them have been bringing in pollen from the pussy willow. It occurs to me that I need to have that dry pollen out every day until things are in full bloom. They do have pollen patties inside their hive, and I am feeding them sugar syrup because there's no sources of nectar, and it's already mid-May. The sugar syrup doesn't have any nutritive value for the bees other than some carbohydrates for energy, so I add a bit of lemon juice for vitamin C, and it helps prolong fermentation happening in the sugar water. I also add spearmint oil, lemongrass oil. I add some borage oil from the borage flower, which is one of the great flowers for bees. And so they've been drinking that up, building new comb. All the queens are laying brood, which is a good sign. That should be happening this time of year. But it is dang cold. This is a winter like we used to have about 30 years ago. It is not wanting to let go. We used to not be able to plant anything until June 1st. And then because of global warming, our planting season has increased a month since the late 90s, or early 90s maybe. Well, this year, it's definitely going to be losing a month unless we have a really long autumn. If we do have a long autumn, we're going to have a long pollen dearth. So I'm going to be doing a lot of feeding this season, now and then at the end of the season, for sure. I have been planting for my bees for a few years now. Today, since it got up to 60, I did go out and sprinkle some more clover seed and some other seeds that produce flowers that I know the bees will like, and also so to fill in the time in between blooms to make sure they have a consistent source of nectar and pollen through our short season. Tomorrow, the people from the Department of Agriculture come to visit. They are going to take samples from our hives for the National Honeybee Survey. It's something we participate in every year. The samples are going to be sent to the University of Maryland labs and compiled with data from all over the country. That'll give them an idea of what the quality of honeybee health is in our country. So they're going to test for varroa, and they're going to test for pesticides and a whole lot of other things. And then what I get is a report in the middle of winter. Not real helpful then, but helpful overall. And that report will tell me everything they found. They sample bees. They take some bee bread. They take some wax. The people that come to visit us from the Department of Ag are cool people. They are fans of beekeeping. Hopefully we get more fans of beekeeping up here because Alaska has a lot of food insecurity. We import most of our food, which is kind of ridiculous because we have a lot of agricultural land, particularly south of us down in the Mat-Su Valley. Then we have a great deal up here, although our season is shorter, of course. We might be fully capable of feeding the state of Alaska without importing anything from Lower 48. I don't know if y'all know where we are, but Alaska is north of Canada. People in Lower 48 often forget about us. They forget that we're a part of the United States. I've often been asked if we're our own country. And if you ask enough people up here, they'll say yes. Our seasons are not like the seasons in the Lower 48. Our winters are longer. They're colder. They're darker. Our planting and farming season is shorter, although we do have, right now, I think we've got 18 hours of daylight. So we've got the sunlight, but we don't have the warmth. Well, I've got to go get things cleaned up and make sure that everything's ready for the ag people. I hope you're taking care of yourself and taking care of your bees. This podcast is copyrighted and all rights are reserved. Take care.